I love you, saith the bridegroom. My antiphonal back to you, my words of solemn love and concern for you is that I'm always with you. And as I said, I never leave you nor forsake you. I will hunt for ways by my spirit to invade every part of your life and all the premises of your life. I'll invade. Simple invitation every day in intimacy and words of adoration will give me my invitation to invade your life. I desire to bless you, for I love you, my children, and I desire to raise you up. There's nothing that I will not do for you, because there's nothing that I have not already done for you. Healings, miracles. I want you well for the task I've asked you to complete. I want you thoroughly healthy in every way and blessed, even in material things, yet not letting your eyes come upon these things as in wealth, riches, finances. Yet on the back end, I'll be supplying everything that you need so that you work without concern being in the harvest, and so that your bodies and your families are taken care of. As you work for me and go for me as I command you to do and say, know that there'll be none of yours that came from you or that I've laid my hand upon you to intercede for, as in family. None will be lost, but all will be brought in, saith the Spirit of grace. For my love for you exceeds any imagination of your love for me, but I'm bringing you up to a place where that same love that is already in you by virtue of the new nature, and it's that which I call perfect in you that I bring forth into perfecting glory after glory after glory. I bring you into places who seek me in intimacy. These are the days to expect incredible things of my presence, to expect unordinary things to happen in your services and for your brethren in other churches who seek after me as well.